The survey was conducted from July 30th to August 13th, involving 610 respondents in 18 Panhandle counties.
We wanted to focus on something that had a statewide presence, but we also wanted to focus regionally. So our poll only goes through the Panhandle a little bit past Tallahassee.
Overseeing the project was Assistant Director Amy Newbern.
And we wanted to do that because when you're doing a statewide survey, it's easy to get a statistically significant sample, but it's hard to get the feel from a specific region. So we wanted to see how the Panhandle was feeling and was that distinct from what other statewide surveys might be saying.
Crunching the numbers, they show Republican gubernatorial candidates Ron DeSantis and Adam Putnam in a statistical dead heat among registered Republicans, similar to other parts of Florida. DeSantis is slightly ahead, 30-28%, but that's within the 4 percentage point margin of error. 18% were undecided.
Now, when you look at independents or third party that might ultimately favor one candidate over the other, those that leaned Republican did say that they favored DeSantis 3-1 over Putnam.
By Florida law, no party affiliation, NPA voters, are ineligible to cast ballots in primaries. But Newbern says there was no requirement that respondents to the Haas poll had to be a registered Democrat or Republican. They were asked specifically about the governor's race.
We asked them if they could choose to vote, which of the elections would they vote in, either the Democratic race or the Republican race? And then we also asked them which one of the candidates they preferred.
On the more crowded Democratic side, Newbern says former Congresswoman Gwen Graham was the choice of respondents who are likely to vote Democratic, with Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum a distant second.
39% of registered Democrats in the region favored her, while 17% supported Gillum. That is not exactly how it's been shaken out in other statewide regions, but of course Andrew Gillum is from Tallahassee and Leon County is included in our sample.
The remaining Democratic votes were spread out among Jeff Green, Christopher King, and Philip Levine. 17% of Democrats were undecided. Turning to the race for U.S. Senate, Republican Rick Scott is the Panhandle favorite, 41-34% over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson.
About 16% of Panhandle registered voters said that they were still unsure, and only 3% of our respondents said that they did not know any of the candidates. We did not ask about issues. It was all about preference for certain candidates as well as likelihood of voting.
The methodology used in the poll involved the data handling firm Qualtrics, which pulled numbers in the region that met both residential and voter requirements.
We pulled the demographic results of all of the registered voters in those same counties, and we looked at the gender distribution, race and ethnicity, and then we matched the political poll results to that to make sure that we were doing a sample that really looked like our voters in the Panhandle.
As mentioned, this is the first political survey conducted by the Haas Center, but it's not the last. Assistant Director Amy Newbern says two other polls are in the works.
We're going to do a political trust survey that will be actually statewide. We're going to do that immediately after the primary, built on some of our work with our own supervisor of elections. We're also going to do a political poll before the general election as well, likely in October.
According to an average of major polls by the website RealClearPolitics.com, Ron DeSantis has a 7-point lead over Adam Putnam on the Republican side in the gubernatorial race. Gwen Graham leads Philip Levine also by 7 points among Democrats. In the Senate race, Rick Scott leads Bill Nelson by roughly 1.5 points. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.